Welcome back to Symphony Hall. Another exciting night. I'm Ron Delachiesa from WCRB in Boston. After a short intermission, this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert with conductor and soloist Andre Schiff will continue with Johannes Brahms' Variations on a Theme by Haydn. That'll be followed by Bartok's Dance Suite. Now, you can hear the Boston Symphony Orchestra each week at this time on the radio and also online. Our broadcast schedule can be found at classicalwcrb.org/BSO. And that's where you'll also find these broadcasts available to hear on demand, as well as a link to the BSO box office to help plan your own trip to historic Symphony Hall. Again, to hear BSO concerts on demand, visit classicalwcrb.org/BSO. Well, last summer, the Boston Symphony launched a new era at its summer home of Tanglewood in the Berkshires of Western Massachusetts with the Tanglewood Learning Institute, the TLI. The panel discussions, masterclasses, film screenings, and gatherings with musicians added a new dimension to the Tanglewood experience. And now, with an announcement last week, we'll need to reconsider the term summer home. The Tanglewood Learning Institute has announced a new round of programming for the fall and winter, utilizing the four-season capabilities of the Lindy Center for Music and Learning. And as you would expect, there are several concert programs scheduled over the next months, many featuring BSO musicians. And beyond that, the TLI offers in-depth experiences centered on dance, photography, and cuisine. For more information, start at classicalwcrb.org/BSO. I'm Ron Delachiesa, bringing you a WCRB broadcast of the 139th season of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. In just a few minutes, Andre Schiff will be back on stage, now without his Bösendorfer piano, to lead the BSO in Johannes Brahms' Variations on a Theme by Haydn. That'll be followed by the Dance Suite by Hungarian composer Béla Bartók. Our conductor, Andre Schiff, was born in Hungary, the child of two Holocaust survivors. And in a conversation with WCRB's Brian McCreath, he described the ways Bartók's music and the Dance Suite in particular reflects a critically important perspective on the world.
Bartók, who was a nationalist in the best sense of the word, having collected Hungarian folk songs all his life. But apart from that, he also collected from the neighboring countries, from Romania, from Serbia, Croatia, Slovakia. And when he went on faraway trips to Turkey and Egypt and Tunisia, even there he collected. So the Dance Suite is a collection of all these. There are Hungarian elements, Romanian, Slovakian. The fourth movement is pure Arabic music. The fifth movement I associated with Turkish sounds. And in the finale, he brings them all together. To me, this is a great human example, and it is very important today. We witness so much very nasty nationalism when everyone just thinks of herself and himself. And here is a great artist, a great composer, who embraces and unites all these nations and cultures. And that's a shining example.
And you can hear more of this conversation with Andre Schiff at our website, classicalwcrb.org/BSO. As Brahms built his life as a composer, he, along with virtually every other European composer of the time, had to contend with the legacy of the nine symphonies written by Ludwig van Beethoven. Revolutionary works of genius, they set a standard that no one seemed to be able to match. Some forged ahead anyway, for better or worse. And in the case of Brahms, that long shadow resulted in years of writing songs and chamber music works, as well as anything for orchestra that was not a symphony. He worked on a piano concerto, two serenades, and the German Requiem, all the while sifting through, sorting, and trying out the ideas that would eventually coalesce in his Symphony No. 1. And among those works is an 18-minute exploration of a short theme Brahms thought was by Franz Joseph Haydn. Since Brahms wrote it in 1873, it's been discovered that the theme really wasn't by Haydn. And some will insist that its true title should be Variations on the St. Anthony Chorale. But whichever name it goes by, this work nevertheless owes its sound and conception to the classical era Haydn epitomized, with balance and clarity being the highest priorities. Brahms applied his own romantic textures to that approach, creating something unique in the concert hall. And 3 years after it was written, Brahms achieved the breakthrough he worked towards for so long with the premiere of his first symphony. Stage door has opened, and coming on stage once again is conductor Andre Schiff. And this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert will continue. We'll hear the variations of the theme by Haydn, by Brahms, from WCRB.
Thank you.
Variations in a Theme by Haydn by Johannes Brahms, performed in concert here at Symphony Hall by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, led by Andras Schiff. It was only 11 years after Brahms himself conducted the Vienna Philharmonic in the 1873 premiere of the Variations we just heard that the piece was played for the first time by this orchestra with conductor Wilhelm Gericke. But it was only 1 year after its premiere that Boston audiences heard the piece for the first time. That was in 1874 with Theodore Thomas and his orchestra, and that was most likely the American premiere. Andras Schiff, once again being recalled, it was our music director Andras Nelsons who led the most recent BSO performance of the Haydn Variations. That was in January of 2015 in a program that also included Haydn's Symphony No. 90 and Strauss's Don Quixote. Andras Schiff takes a deep bow to the audience from the podium, leaving the stage. Ron Della Chiesa at Symphony Hall bringing you a concert broadcast of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. And after a few moments, this concert led by Andras Schiff will continue with Bartok's Dance Suite. And as you heard earlier from Andras Schiff, it's a piece that brings us not only Bartok's genius for translating his native Hungarian folk traditions to the concert stage, it also brings us the Bartok of ever-curious exploration, drawing in musical influences that go far beyond Eastern Europe. The work is organized in six sections played without pause. It begins with music of an Arabic character, with hints of the composer's ballet, The Miraculous Mandarin. The second section reflects the composer's Hungarian culture, and the third with the sounds of bagpipes as an undercurrent combine elements of Hungarian, Romanian, and Arabic music. And after the haunting Middle Eastern sounds of the fifth part, the piece ends with an exuberant dance that brings all the elements together. The origins of the piece can be traced to a celebration in 1923, when Bartok was one of three composers asked to write music for the 50th anniversary of the unification of two cities to become Budapest. The other composers more well-known at the time than Bartok were Erno Dohnányi, grandfather of frequent BSO guest conductor Krzysztof von Dohnányi, and Zoltán Kodály. At the time of the celebration, it was Kodály's Psalmus Hungaricus, a splashy work for tenor soloist, chorus, and orchestra that stole the show. Bartok's Dance Suite was far less successful in that first performance. But a year later in Prague, the piece was a smash hit, the audience demanding an immediate encore. As we said before, this week's concerts mark Sir Andras Schiff's first appearances with the BSO since 2008. But what an evening we've had tonight. Here he is back on stage, Andras Schiff. And this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert will continue. We'll hear Bartok's Dance Suite from WCRB. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was the Dance Suite by Béla Bartók, performed in concert here at Symphony Hall by our soloist and conductor tonight, Andras Schiff, and the Boston Symphony Orchestra. We heard the four B's tonight, Bach's Piano Concerto in F minor and the Beethoven Piano Concerto No. 1, with Andras Schiff as conductor and soloist, followed by the Brahms Variation on a Theme by Haydn, the Bartók Dance Suite we just heard, and a Bartók Encore. Andras Schiff played it for us, the Rondo in C for Children. Jeremy Eichler, writing in the Boston Globe about this concert, said, "As a conductor, Andras Schiff affects no airs. His gestural vocabulary feels of a piece with his pianism." You know, Bartók occupies an irreplaceable part in this orchestra's history. His masterpiece, Concerto for Orchestra, was commissioned by BSO music director Serge Koussevitzky and given its world premiere by the BSO in 1944. And that legacy began with the piece you just heard. The Dance Suite was the first music by Bartók to ever be performed by the BSO when the orchestra played it in 1926, led by Koussevitzky. So you could say that Bartók is in the DNA of this orchestra and certainly in the DNA of our conductor, soloist, Andras Schiff. Standing ovation here in Symphony Hall. He turns and clasps his hands to the orchestra and now heads to the stage door. Now remember, you can hear BSO concerts on demand at classicalwcrb.org/BSO. That's where you'll also find our complete broadcast schedule, as well as a link to the BSO box office to help plan your own trip to Symphony Hall. Again, to learn more and make your own plans to join us here at the hall, start at classicalwcrb.org/BSO. One of the nice things I'm seeing on my way out from Symphony Hall on a Saturday night is the number of young people who attend these concerts. So if you've never heard the BSO in concert at Symphony Hall, make sure you get a ticket to enjoy live the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Guaranteed, you'll not be disappointed. WCRB and the Boston Symphony wish to acknowledge the many generous donors who make these BSO concerts possible. We're also indebted to the musicians of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and to the Boston Musicians Association for their support of these broadcasts. All of us urge you to attend concerts here at Symphony Hall and throughout the community. This broadcast of the Boston Symphony is produced by Brian McCreath. Our audio producer is Antonio Oyarros, with assistance from Nick Squire, Joel Watts, and Cole Barber. Our thanks to Bernadette Horgan and Emily Cotton of the Boston Symphony Press Office, Mark Mandel and Robert Kurzinger of the BSO Publications Department, and orchestra manager Lynn Larson for all their help with these broadcasts. I'm Ron Della Chiesa. Thank you for joining us for the Boston Symphony Orchestra from WCRB, a part of WGBH, Boston.